Okay. It's 8:45. We will call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which consists of the general agenda, approved minutes of meeting held November 14th, 2012, approve all claims through November 28th in the amount of $1,030,564.87. Approve and place on file correspondence received.
I would make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented. I just want to discuss number three there.
Second.
I know you're probably wanting to discuss, approved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. You want to discuss the Norris Public Power Bill?
That one as well, yeah.
Okay. I would like that one pulled to vote separately, okay, if we can. So if you could amend your motion to...
What's the claim number on that?
I don't have a number. I have a dollar amount.
$15,498.92.
I would amend my motion.
Okay.
To consider the Norris bill separate.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
Just the size of that there, you'll see there's a courthouse bond payment of over $600,000, and the courthouse bond repayment will be done a year from now, December of 2013. So that's why it's looks so big there. Then also you'll see in there is the what else? I was going to talk about Norris. There was what else? Maybe that was it. So I guess we'll vote on that, and we'll
okay,
talk about that one later.
Any more discussion on those bills? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
And then I guess I would make a motion to approve the Norris bill in the amount of
$15,498.92.
Second.
And moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. Matt.
Well, this was just, we had a discussion. This was it's half of a bill that we received from Norris. I believe it was back in June or July, secondary to a construction project we had on Linden Road. We had been doing some of the dirt work there, and we had scratched one of the electric lines there, and so they had to come back in and repair that line. That's the long and the short of it. Terry can talk a little bit about how we met with Norris last week and to try and get a better handle of how this, you know, what went right, what went wrong, you know, getting another bill that we hadn't anticipated. And so this is half of the payment, and there'll be another payment. The other half will be after the first of the year. So I don't know if Terry wants to discuss the meeting.
Yes, it was in the, and we were aware of it back, like I said, I guess, in June, where Norris had a permanent easement, apparently, on the outside the county's right-of-way. We cut a line there, a main three-phase line, which didn't help matters any. And I guess we owe it. Reluctantly, we owe it. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't think we got a lot of help out of them, so...
It also included, I'll go ahead and help too. It also included we had to relocate some poles because I think Galen can chip in too. There was a few poles in there that had to be relocated because of when we graded the banks to get the road where we wanted it, we cut the dirt down so far on the poles that according to their specifications, it didn't meet what they needed anymore. So they had to relocate some poles. We got part of the bill was for relocating the poles. I know the whole bill was over $30,000, and $12,000 was to bore. They hired a company to come out and bore and rebore to re-put the line down, and that was part of that bill. They had a very detailed itemized bill for us, what all they had to do out there on Linden Road because of the county basically doing what we did for the grading and everything, and they were very upset the fact that they felt they weren't communicated with over the project enough that they didn't know ahead of time and all that. And we've had a lot of discussion with Galen and the fact that going forward that the communication will be there. We had a discussion with Norris also that the communication will be there, that when we go into these projects that we know that if there's going to be a cost, what it'll be ahead of time and all of that. We don't want to be very unpleasant to be surprised with a $30,000 bill after the fact. Did you want to say anything, Galen, about it, or no, or okay? Any big questions?
I guess we'll fill the time here a little bit. I guess problem I have with it is that this could have been averted with just communication. And from my understanding, years back, there was very good communication between Norris and the county, and then a couple of. Road supervisors later all of a sudden we're not doing that, and sounds like we've gotten that issue taken care of, and that communication line is going to be opened back up, so this type of situation won't arise again, which I commend you guys for taking the time and doing that. I know I talked to Jerry Enns down at Norris here a while back about this same issue, and I'm glad that we finally got it taken care of, and it shouldn't be an issue going forward, I hope. So
I just see that through basically most everything the road department is doing, that we're opening up lines of communication again that we seem to have lost for several years. And I want to commend you, Galen, and your staff. I think they're doing a great job in reopening those lines of communication with the whole county in every instance. So I want to say thank you.
Where I wanted to have the discussion on this, I recognize we cut a line that was outside of our right-of-way. We were at fault. We probably owe them the money. I guess I am unhappy that it wasn't a negotiated rate. Mere 3 to 4 years ago, we had the November snowstorm, and I think the figure was $18,000 in road damage that Norris did on our roads. We did not submit a bill. We work hand in hand. We are a tax. Our only operating money is a collection of taxes. So this bill is directly aimed at taxpayers. We made a mistake, but we have never charged in the past when roads were tore up. I think it changes the direction the game's played. I think it changes the future of when a disaster, a snowstorm comes through, we have crews out plowing them open. I can see some back billing that needs to take place. And when you dedicate graders to open Norris's, so Norris can get through, and granted, we need to open those roads. There's not a doubt about it. But when the damage is done to the roads that are tore up because of that big equipment, I can see where you need to implement something on collecting some of that money back, if that's the way the game's played. I've been around a while. Galen's been around a while. We have created damage in the past. We've worked with each other. We were never billed the full amount. I think, Terry, you stated we're paying 401k money out of this for employees.
Mm-hmm.
Every nickel that was incurred here, we are paying. It's not like we're paying for the cost of materials. We are paying for retirements and everything on here. So I guess it leaves me with a bad taste on all the work effort we've made working with them in the past, and then we get a full bill when we've never done it. So I guess it's just the direction of the future, and that's all I got to say on it.
I know at one of our meetings, Rex, we've talked about when Galen's been up there too, and right now a lot of the Lincoln the telephone company and all these, when they apply for permits, right now I believe if there's a charge for a permit, it's minimal. And we've had a little bit of discussion about do we need to implement a plan whereby, devise some other plan or some other avenue for these permits and charge them accordingly to what maybe the county's cost is, or what some of the cost the county incurs is and stuff. And we've had that discussion already in our road and bridge.
I think that's a reality of the future. Impact fees, whatever you want to call it, on your permit fees, you're going to have to come up with something. So any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer, against Adams. And that's a principal vote. Comments from the public, requests for future agenda items. Okay, got a closed session dealing with personnel, and it's necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
Motion to go into a closed session.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to come out of executive session at 9:08.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve coming out. Approve or disapprove county highway superintendent position.
Rex. I'd make a motion that we approve the hiring of Galen Engel as the Gage County Highway Superintendent for a salary of $59,000.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
I guess we've operated, for... I guess over a year now with interim tag on Galen's position, and we finally got together with Galen, and we as a committee and a full board feel comfortable with the excellent job that's being done down there, and I'd recommend that we go forward with this because I think everything's working very well. So.
Gary?
Okay. I just want to say that from the time that Galen's taken over as the interim and kind of had to right the ship, so to speak, I think things have kind of came back into place where they need to be, and communication lines seem to be opening up. And I just want to commend Galen on the job he did as the interim, and I have confidence he'll do a good job as a full-time guy. So thank you.
And I totally agree with that. The reaction I'm getting from our taxpayers, from our people around the county, as far as Galen's communication while he's been interim, has been very, very positive. And I see with his entire staff, they're working with people and doing something we haven't done for some time. That's communicating with our taxpayers and the people that have needs. And I certainly support this 100%.
Yeah, I'd like to comment too, Galen. I'd like to thank you and Nancy down there at the office too for stepping up the way you have in this past year and a half or whatever, because without you doing what you did and taking over the responsibilities you have, we could have had a real problem down there. But I think it shows that you kept the office flowing, you kept the department flowing, and I think we've really improved it. And thank you very much for working with the committee and the board the way you have.
I think as time has gone on, some of our deficiencies have been really highlighted. Some have been very expensive. I think the Norris bill, the $30,000, points to the past. The jeopardy of the Philly project is now on track again. It's going to be a go. I think we had a lot of deficiencies. You stepped in at a very hard time, very contentious time with a lot of upheaval in the department. You've calmed it. You've leveled it. The deficiencies of leadership, I think, we're headed in the right direction. And, Galen, thank you, and good luck. Got a big wagon to pull. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove 2012-2015 Comprehensive Juvenile Justice Plan and authorizing chairman to sign. Need a motion.
Make a motion to approve the juvenile justice plan.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Christina, you're up.
I will hand all of it to you Monday. I believe I brought it in. There's a few changes that I've made, additions to some information, but the content of it is still the same. Our priorities are organizationally to maintain a strong juvenile and adult diversion program, community service program, and juvenile services coordination program. Our issue-based priorities are substance abuse, mental health, bullying, suicide prevention, and mentoring and after-school programming. Those are the priorities that the community justice team felt that we should move forward with. what this plan is. We have to do it every 3 years. It's been about four because of some changes in the Crime Commission, but we need to do this every 3 years to apply for the county aid grant money, which is coming up again. I'll be back in a couple of weeks to have you approve that and some enhancement monies. And it's not much. It's like $16,000, something like that. But it's something to help us move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Any more discussion? Kathy?
Did you say there were some changes that are not on here?
There are just some additions to statistics, things like that. And I can get you a copy that is going to the Crime Commission, too, if you'd like.
Okay.
What is it? I guess you're saying it's not a big deal, Christina, but I guess, you know, we're approving it.
Oh, I
guess I'm a little uncomfortable
some,
with approving
sure.
something if we don't.
I moved the priority. The substance abuse, I think, was under organizational, and I moved it to an issue-based, and I added some statistics. We have 10 under the suicide information. I think on page 26, there is 19 attempted suicides this year in Gage County, 74 calls for service for mental health. We've had seven emergency protective custody admissions and 10 completed suicides this year, making it a priority area. I think in substance abuse, I also added a strategy that I completely forgot. It was the pharmaceutical takebacks, which we were doing. I just forgot to put it in the plan.
Okay. Thank you. Now that's on public record. So
yep.
What you wanted.
Yep.
Any more discussion?
I just add, you know, the numbers, some people will make a big deal, you know, that our problem is increasing. I think a lot of it is through law enforcement and filing these cases. We're trying to make an impact in the areas that Christina is highlighting. So, you know, people always ask, are things getting worse? I think a lot of it is identification and enforcement so we can help these young people. Yeah, there's highs and lows in this. The suicide thing is just numbing dealing with that and applaud her efforts. And as you know, Christina runs our diversion program, and I think that's making a decided effect because she's working it. So
doing a good job.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Gus, you're up. Introduction of a new deputy.
Who gets tased?
Who gets tased? Welcome to Gage County.
Yes, good morning. Today I want to introduce to you our new deputy, Josh Vossler. He comes to us from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, where he was there for a few years. Prior to that, he was at Polk County Sheriff's Office and then the Department of Corrections. So he has a pretty good vast array of experience where he came to us. He holds some certifications in DRE, which is Drug Recognition Expert. He's also a field training officer and DARE instructor. So he been very active in his community. I think he was up until I hired him. He was on city council in Fairbury. And he works a lot with the kids, so hopefully we can tie him into some things at school. Of course, obviously he has several other areas of courses that he's taken over the years in law enforcement. And he holds an associate degree of science from Southeast Community College. So he and his wife are trying to currently find a place somewhere up north where we're going to try to get him stationed at. So if you have any questions for him, he started, I think, the 19th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and right now he's in the training, so... Any questions? Certainly pose to me or him. And
I'll put him on the hot seat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
I don't have any. I just enjoy doing it.
It's all right.
How far north are you looking for something?
Cortland Adams area, probably.
Okay, and this is going to be your assigned area?
It's where I'm going to live and, you know, take, you know, if I get called out or anywhere, that's where I'm going to be coming out from.
Okay, is there a reason for living up there rather than in the Beatrice?
It's my preference. My wife's preference. She's going to school currently at Doan to be a teacher. So as far as traveling, it's kind of a good place for both of us.
And that fills the need you have in the northern end also, correct?
We try to spread them out around the county.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of that was decided a little bit the direction anyway for you, wasn't it, the north? It
worked out for me, yeah.
Yes. So, I mean.
Guess I'm just lucky.
Yeah. Anything else? Thank you and welcome
Thank
to Gage County.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, John. I'm going to have John Chavez, one of my deputies. He's an in-house instructor on Taser. I remember some of you, we did this a few years back. That was a good idea. We can do this for every new board. So if something happens, you kind of know how it works. He's going to explain to you how it operates, what he's going to do, and we'll kind of go from there. And again, the cartridges cost, I don't know, was it $20, $15?
Yeah.
28. So I'd be willing to pay for that out of my pocket if any of you want to volunteer for another shot.
Can I YouTube it later? Can we vote on a candidate?
Yeah.
I would nominate
one. I think so.
At the fair.
Hello. Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, I'm John Chavez, as the sheriff said. My goal today is to answer any questions you have about the Taser and to show you its uses today. We'll be able to show you two uses. We have two volunteers, Deputy Spencer Behrens and a Corrections Officer Aaron Smith, new hire. I guess I can give you a quick synopsis of the Taser, just a quick, I won't go through the whole six-hour training of it. Just real quick. Taser X26 is what most of our deputies are carrying. All of our deputies have a Taser. We do have X2s, X3s, but the X26 is the main Taser. This is the cartridge. This is one exposure. There are two probes in here. The probes are attached to wire, and it's nitrogen. There's a primer pin in here that will puncture, release the nitrogen, and release the probes through these doors. The green indicates it's a 25-footer. That's what all of our deputies carry. Not only do the deputies carry the Taser, so do our reserves, part-timers, and corrections. So it's used throughout our whole department. The Taser itself, one trigger pull is a 5-second cycle. It will expose the probes itself, when they're exposed to the body, will incapacitate that individual. It will override their sensory nervous system, and they have no controls of their muscles. They force stiffen up and normally fall to the ground. We can also use it without the probes. On the front here are two electrical electrodes where a spark can go back and forth. When we'd use in that manner, it's called a drive stun. You will put that on a place on the body, arm, leg, neck, for instances where an individual may be holding onto a steering wheel or onto cell bars. And this will not incapacitate them. It will make them say, ow, and they will move away from it, hopefully to change their mind and deter them from their behavior they're displaying. So,
define the warrant, when warrants to use a Taser.
When do I what?
Define when you can use a Taser.
We have a continuum that we follow. We obviously try to talk verbally to the individual and ask them to do things. If they are not compliant, we try to go to them and go hands-on, depending on the tons of scenarios we have. If that's not possible, the Taser is available then.
Okay. How many shots do you get out of that?
The Taser has a DPM. It's a battery-operated. There's 195 five-cycle trigger pulls in this. So I can do 5-second trigger pulls, or 5-second exposures 195 times, roughly.
How about the main thing with the green?
This is one. This is one exposure.
Just
there's two
one.
Probes in here. Once that is deployed, it's no longer useful.
You carry an extra?
We do.
Okay.
The Taser has, they call them an XDPM. It's a digital power magazine. It has on the end of here, there would be a holder for another cartridge. So once you would pull out your Taser, deploy your first cartridge, you could take it off, put the other one on, and be ready again.
So you're prepared for backup.
Yes.
How often have you deployed that, or how often in a year or a month, or how often do you use it, I guess?
We do keep track. I'm sorry I did not check that stat. I know we've used it a handful of times, 10 times.
In a year?
In a year, probably not, no. We don't.
Oh, okay.
There's not, no, it's not.
Not very
not
often.
That often.
Okay.
No. Not very often at all. I think people are aware of it. Once this is turned on, it gives a red dot. That is a big deterrent itself. And they know that it's working and something's about to happen. Just because a taser is taken from our holster, we don't have the intention to use it. It's just to let them know we have that possibility, and they know, everybody knows what it is. So,
do you have to have a particular license to be able to have a taser, or to, like, you'd have to have a gun permit you have to pass?
As far as law enforcement, once you become certified, you can carry it. The public, there is a civilian taser out there. It's approximately about $300. They have a 30-foot cartridge. It will give exposure for 30 seconds. And it's, once you apply to have that civilian taser, they will send that taser to you, but they will not, it won't be operative, because they have to give you a background check. And then they will send you a code that you put into that taser. They are designed to, if you have someone coming to your house, you can deploy the taser, drop it, and run away. It gives you that 30 seconds that that individual will be incapacitated. That's the idea of it. So it is out there to civilians if they want it.
As you see, they talk about it on the news a lot, particularly in metropolitan areas, where you'll see ladies in particular carrying these now in certain areas, and I just wondered.
Yeah, I have not seen them on our streets. Anybody carrying one have heard about it. Hopefully I never do, because if I'll just note, if that is ever drawn on us as in law enforcement, that is a lethal situation. It has been deemed a lethal
situation. I'm trying to go off last time you guys did this. If Deputy Behrens wants to become taser qualified, part of his requirement is to get tasered, correct?
No, it is not.
That has changed? That was part of it to begin with, wasn't it, Gus?
If you maybe think of a taser instructor, to be a certified taser instructor.
Maybe that's where I'm coming with that, yeah.
We do not require it. I would say every deputy, corrections officer, including part-time reserves, has had some kind of exposure to have that experience to go when you're on the stand and you're being asked about that. You know, how did you know he was being affected? How did you know what was going on? And when you tell them, I have been tased myself, that conversation is usually over. So I would guarantee most of our department members have all had at least a drive stun or an actual probe deployment. I've had it twice. I don't know why. First time, didn't learn, I guess.
Kind of liked it. Kathy.
What are the dangers as far as being tased if somebody might have some underlying health problem? I mean, is it a dangerous thing, and what about on children?
We do not use it on children. We do not deploy a taser on pregnant females. We do not elderly. Now, if it's an individual that maybe like Gary, it would come to me and threatening me, I'm not in the back of my mind going to think, well, does he have a bad back? Should I taser him? You know, we won't know about his illness or any type of mental problems or any of that when we're being threatened. So, just
I know
kidding, Gary.
No problem. Just go ahead.
These are things that I know concern
you're
a lot
right
of
there,
people, but I still think you're better to tase somebody than to shoot them.
Yes, and they give statistics out every year of tasers used across the United States, and it has drastically dropped the officer injuries and deaths, as well as the civilian injuries and deaths. The taser being a tool for us has been very beneficial.
Anytime that we have a program introduced, whether it be canine or taser, NERM is always made aware of it, and they're provided our policies and updates on that. So they know we need to carry.
Okay. Any more questions?
I'd venture to say even the sound that the ARC makes,
yes,
is enough to straighten people out.
And they've even made that another feature on the X2. Without taking a taser off, you can just push a button and it'll give that sound for another deterrent without firing the cartridges.
pretty. Don't forget it.
Any other questions, or are you ready to see?
I think we're ready.
Okay. Well, I think the news media volunteered to.
Yes, yes, that's what everybody's volunteering.
Everybody's volunteering.
Heads or tails, Doug. Heads or tails.
Come on, Doug, get up there. That way, I got something to talk about tomorrow.
Would there be a possibility I could swing this table?
Yes. Do what you need to for safety reasons.
You said it was just an hour.
Help, John.
Yeah. I'll move out of the way.
I will move this table.
I'd be afraid to soil yourself.
Bladder is a muscle. Oh, Chris is all over this one.
He stepped up. He stepped up.
Stand right in front of Doug.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Should we get out of here?
Well, I'm assuming he's a pretty good.
You just stay right over there.
Trust me, I'll be watching when I see him coming from now on.
Like you said, when that red light goes on your chest, boy.
Yeah.
I got to have my last piece of chocolate.
The new guy.
The new guy.
You know you're going to be on the front page tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fine. Yeah.
This is Aaron Smith, our new hired corrections officer. He has volunteered to have the actual probe appointment. Safety reasons, we have called two spotters. Doug, come over here, please. Mm-hmm. I always get happy to see the bosses here, and they trust me.
I'll try to not hold your finger.
What is going to happen, as I told you before, their muscles are going to tighten up, and they're going to the ground. The purpose of the two spotters are to gently take him down to the ground so we don't have any injuries.
What if you hit one of the spotters?
Aim to the right.
Aim to the right.
Hopefully it's this one over here.
Collateral damage. Better keep it going on Klaus. He'll get up and shoot you.
His heart is okay. You checked?
Yes, we think so.
Some deputies don't have one.
Chris experiences you need to be on the front.
When we would pull the taser out, say he's a threat to me, and I would pull the taser out, before I deploy, I would say taser, 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 just so all my officers, deputies know, and if a canine is around, everybody knows what's going on, and then it's out and ready to be deployed. As I told you, I have the red dot. That is where my top probe will go.
Yeah.
Taser, taser, taser.
Oh, that was a ride.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Here's the wire.
That wasn't that bad, really.
That runs through. Cut the taser off, take the cartridge off.
Lock didn't go down.
There's nothing that can happen now.
Not anymore.
Are you? Will you volunteer a second time to have?
I think I'm done.
In the back is the two probes.
There's your picture, Chris.
The current will run a least resistance pattern. It will go right through here. As you saw, though, it affected the whole body. The main area that was affected, though, was all that muscle group in the back. Okay, and then. In the field, we are allowed to take out the probes unless it's in a sensitive area. Eyes, throats.
Eyes?
One area. It has. If it's something that we want medical attention for.
But he does too.
It is, isn't it?
John, can you reconnect that and give him another charge if you have a problem? Okay.
I can also hold that. Pull and release of the trigger, again, is 5 seconds. I can sit there and hold that down until my battery dies. If I'm out in the middle of nowhere, I can just continue to pull the trigger. We do not want to do that. There's no reason for it, unless it's definitely for some safety reasons that we need to, but we do not want to continually tase.
But then you can tell them that somebody else would come up or you need to give them a follow-up.
I'm not sure. Okay, so
Can you guys stand up for a minute? Just kind of push just a little bit of pressure. We want to grab that probe. It's a number two fish hook. We want to pull quickly. We don't want to pull.
Oh, you're kidding.
Softly, because this is going to pull a skin. So we want to pull just quick.
Oh, yeah. You see those bars?
That hurt worse than the taser, didn't it?
No.
No?
And then we just put them back in the cartridge.
Hope he's going to get extra compensation for this.
And a new shirt. Mm-hmm.
Wow. On this one, there is a little bit of blood. Hey, Aaron, I'm going to check that just to make sure.
Oh, two went out, not just one.
Two of them. I don't know. Can't see.
I didn't realize that.
There you go.
About our first aid kit.
Thank you.
And then we have one other useful taser. It's our drive stun without the probes.
I'm glad I didn't wear a green shirt today.
St. Patty's celebration.
He's going to fill it up.
This is over the bars.
Hot like the fence. It just makes you jump. And the reason I have Chief there is so he doesn't. And holding there so he doesn't move from me. So right now I have no cartridge on. There is the electrodes in the front, as I said before.
Market one's letting me to fix the
heart. Okay. I will not give him the full 5 seconds because I would probably have to chase him around because, like I said, it's just. So if he's like holding on a steering wheel or something, I can just go up to him. Oh, yeah. It's going to make you think about what you're doing. And that's more of a pain compliance that does not incapacitate them.
Okay, I know, like, if you grab onto an electric fence and you're touching somebody else, the charge will travel. So, Doug, did you feel that?
No.
If you did it longer, would you feel that?
It went between those two.
Between those two electrodes.
Now, if I deployed and one probe went into him and one went into Doug, they're both going to get it. It'll come down through.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Could we see that?
No. Yeah, come on.
That's all I have.
Unless
you have
another
question.
Thank you.
Thanks,
John.
Good job.
Okay. Thank you.
Great getting new help.
I'm sure that'll be on YouTube.
We can use that on. I'll call you.
Okay. It does.
Yeah, that sounds like a party.
Yeah, there. All you guys who drink, you can use that for
committee reports. Building and grounds.
We are going to have a meeting on Friday, December the 7th at 10 o'clock, and everything has been going smoothly. You've all noticed the lights. They're just fantastic as usual, and when you see JT, have an opportunity to say thank you again for all he does.
Okay. Economic development.
I did not attend the last meeting. Matt did, I think, and reported on that a little bit.
Okay.
And
it was canceled.
It was canceled.
Yeah, it was canceled.
No one was there.
Oh, shit.
I didn't get
too
the
bad
memo, so.
Oh. Okay.
He was getting back for us starting it ahead of when he got here last
time. I guess so.
But no, I didn't get an email either. But
emergency management, EMS.
We're in the process of evaluating our processes from the bomb threat. Other than that, there isn't a whole lot going on.
Okay. Equalization.
We will meet sometime here within the next month as far as doing some information to the news media relative to how we arrive at values, and so they know that we're looking back 3 years and not just tomorrow or, excuse me, yesterday. And so we will be having a meeting within the next month or so, but we're evaluating information that we give to the taxpayers.
Okay. Finance.
I'll have the end of the year report, probably the first meeting in January, or maybe the second, something like that, or midway year, I should say.
Human resource, employee relations.
No report.
Insurance.
Nothing.
Rex, I got a Gary visited with I can't ever think of his name, our representative here from Beatrice. Lowell, yes. And visited with him here a couple of weeks ago, and one comment he made to me was he thought maybe it might be a good idea, instead of waiting until we're about ready to renew, if in January or something, have a meeting with them and the people at our supply. Because of all the new Obamacare and stuff, he said he didn't know if you wanted to. He was just throwing that out as an option, so...
We've been discussing that. I don't know where you've been, Myron, but...
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just teasing you.
No.
No, actually, that was one of the things I brought up last meeting, was trying to do this 6 months, and we're trying to set it up, and Dawn was just whispering in my ear that she was... That didn't sound very right. Dawn was just telling me that she has some dates coming up that she's going to get for us.
Perfect.
So, yep.
See, so you do have something for insurance.
Law enforcement.
No meeting.
Road and bridge.
Well, the big item was Galen, the hiring of Galen, discussion through there. Also, both the big bridge projects were updated. Galen's in contact with a salesman on a truck, dump truck that's budgeted in this year's, and a spreader item. Also, discussion has been that everything's ready for, in case we have the, when we have, not in case, when we have the first snowstorm. So he's all set and ready to go. And a few questions about the quality of our gravel that we've been getting. So we'll be looking into that. Basically, that's about it.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:40.